As part of the Nevada test site, Frenchman Flat played a vital role in the development and maintenance of America's Cold War nuclear arsenal. Located in the desert 65 miles northwest of Las Vegas, Nevada, the U.S. government utilized the Frenchman Flat area for atmospheric nuclear detonations during the 1950s and 60s. These tests served many national security purposes, including design testing for the verification of new weapons concepts, proof testing of existing weapons, and effects testing to determine the impact of nuclear weapons. In 1951, an Air Force bomber detonated the first nuclear device above Frenchman Flat. Codenamed Able, the bomb represented the first in a series of five tests called Operation Ranger. Civilians as far away as Utah witnessed the flash generated by Able's blast, triggering tourists from around the country to flock to Las Vegas to witness subsequent detonations. These detonations created large surface cracks and sinkholes, and the Atomic Energy Commission reported that the blast of Operation Ranger sent light radioactive debris into the sky. In 1966, an underground explosion at Frenchman Flat leaked radioactivity to five nearby states, but the contemporary news reports claimed that the radioactivity was well below dangerous levels. Although atmospheric tests ended in 1962, underground testing continued at the site until 1992, when Congress agreed to suspend testing after the negotiation of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty.